الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be praised. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah the Almighty. Brothers and sisters, He deserves to be praised in the right form. And we thank Allah the Almighty for giving us the way to worship our Lord. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides on that straight path, he cannot be deceived. If you come here in this masjid today for the first time and you receive guidance, no matter where you go after, if Allah intends to guide you, you can't be misguided. On the other hand, if you have been here 100 times, and if Allah allows you to steer in the wrong way, you'll never be guided the right. We bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. We ask Allah the Almighty, bless His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and the Sahaba, the companions, and all the good Muslims everywhere. Ameen. I seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of my own self. My dear brothers and sisters, in this, my young brothers and sisters who just started school, I want you to listen very carefully to the words of Allah and His Messenger, especially you. But this khutbah, this sermon is for everyone. I quote from the ayah of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is the friend of those who believe. Allah is the wali, the patron, the friend of those who believe. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنْ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes them from darkness and leads them to light. Good to have Allah as wali. Take us from darkness, out of darkness, into light. Those of us who have accepted Islam, bear witness. Allah has taken us from darkness into light. All of us. وَالَذِينَ كَفَرُوا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. And those who disbelieve are the friends of طاغوت. Who is the طاغوت? The devils, the evil ones, the idols. يخرجونهم من النور. They take them out of the light. إِلَى بُلُمَاتِ بُلُمَاتِ. From the light to the darkness. Some even leave a masjid after the Jummah, after hearing the words of Allah and the Messenger, will meet a taghut. After they receive light from Allah and His Messenger, will go out and receive darkness from somewhere, and that will take them from the light to the darkness. Yes. As soon as you leave the masjid, someone will test you with the light that you have been given from Allah and His Messenger. And if you befriend them in disbelief, they will guide you or misguide you, take you out of light and into darkness. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. These are the companions of the fire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will stay in there forever. Brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I would that we could all memorize these words of his, because it is very critical that we understand it. مَنْ تَسَبَّهَ بِخَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. And I've said this hadith before, but I can't say it enough. I want to say it again today. مَنْ تَسَبَّهَا بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates a people are of them. Whoever imitates a people are of them. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah, the Almighty, will not look to your bodies, nor your form, but He will look to your heart. This is what I want to talk about today, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I would like to leave you with some advice, perhaps some of the greatest advice you will ever receive in your life. Two words, or three words. Be yourself. Be yourself. What gets a lot of people in trouble is that they try to be other than themselves. Be yourself. But most people don't know themselves. We need Allah and His Messenger to teach us how to be ourselves. Brothers and sisters, you know something? Right now, as we are sitting here in this masjid, there are invisible forces that we don't see, called malaika, angels. And these angels, brothers and sisters, are always on the movement. They come to us, they attend to us, then they go to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some go up, some come down. One salat, angels are going up, angels are coming down. Always moving. And you know, brothers and sisters, there are many invisible forces around us. The forces of good are called malaika. Believers become friends of angels. Yes. But then there are other forces called jinn, shayateen, devils. And they always try to inspire you to do the wrong thing. Always. And you know, brothers and sisters, you never left alone. Somebody's always working on you. Yes. Always. Somebody is always working on you. You never left alone. The question is, can you recognize the difference from the good forces working on you from the evil forces? Now, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. Few of us remain stagnant. Most of us are either making progress or we regret them. Today's khutbah, the purpose of it, is for every one of us to take a look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question, are we making progress? Are we getting closer to Allah? Are we becoming successful? Or are we going back? The reason we ought to answer this question, brothers and sisters, because most of us don't stand still. And the danger is, that if we're going backwards, we can wind up in hell. And you know, brothers and sisters, not only are we constantly changing, but we can change in an instant. Yeah, in an instant. You can go to bed a believer and wake up a disbeliever. That's scary. You can put your head down at night and go to sleep a believer and wake up a disbeliever. Yes. You can start the day a believer and end the night a disbeliever. You should be concerned about that. You know, in this society, brothers and sisters, they talk about Darwin's theory of evolution. They say that we evolved from monkeys. This is foolishness. Our father is not a monkey. Our father is Adam. And Allah is very clear about that in the Quran and the Sunnah. Don't let your children believe that. Those who send your children to public school, don't let your children come home thinking that they descended from an animal, from a monkey or an ape. Well, can I tell you a secret? Man didn't come from ape. But some men were turned into apes. Yeah. How do I know? Quran. Brothers and sisters, everything you see around you is signs of something. Every animal is a sign. On the one hand, some human being turned into apes. On the other hand, look at this creature called caterpillar. Worm-like larva. Many legs, here, ugly. Allah transforms it into what the poets say, poetry or wings, a butterfly. Most beautiful animal in the world, butterfly. Beautiful red, yellow, green, flesh and color. How beautiful. It goes into a cocoon state. The ugly caterpillar, worm-like, go
goes into cocoon, and then Allah brings it out now as a beautiful butterfly that flies. How beautiful that is. Don't you know that's a sign for us? Things don't stay the same, man. They move. And you got to ask yourself the question, are you becoming a caterpillar to a butterfly, or are you becoming a man to an acre's flying? Because usually you don't stay the same. You're moving. And if Allah is your friend, he's going to continue to bring light to you. And you're going to continue to have more light. But if Allah turns his back on you, or you turn your back on Allah, you're going to go into darkness. And when you go into darkness, you're going to be like an ape and a swine. Now, how do you know what you are? The secret is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Allah doesn't look at your body nor your form. Allah looks at your heart. You know, brother, I thank Allah for our wives. The women, they have taught us so much. Yes, we can learn so much from our wives. So much from the women. Most brothers go, if they go shopping at all, food shopping to a supermarket, they just go and pick up things and put it in there. Not some of these women. They go to the no frills section. No frills. Some men are too proud, people too proud to go to the no frills section. The box is not pretty, but no plain white box. No name, no label. But you know what? Same content as the beautiful package. And you pay less for no frills because there's no frills. No extra. No extra package make it look beautiful. No frills, man, because you're not interested in frills. You want the content, man. You want to eat what's in the box. You don't want to look at the box. Box don't mean nothing. Color don't mean nothing. Package don't mean nothing. It's the content, man. So most people hung up on the package. All their lives hung up on the package. But what does she look like, you man? Yeah, I want a wife, but what does she look like? I want me a pretty little thing. And that pretty little thing takes you right to hell. Because you're looking on the outside. These young boys dress up, silk garments, gold, because they're interested on the outside. Everybody looking in the mirror, everybody, because they're concerned with the physical, the outside. How do I look? Allah don't do it. He don't care about what you look like on the outside. Real smart people, man, when you go get a car, you don't care so much about the body on the outside. You look at the engine on the inside because the engine is what makes the car go. Look under the hood. Don't be concerned so much about what the body looks like. Body can't drive you nowhere. Inside. Allah don't look at the outside. He looks at the real essence. And your essence is your heart. Brothers and sisters, now I come to what I want to tell you today, inshallah. Some of you on your job, some of you in school, you're going to be faced with a dilemma when you go back. You know the dilemma is, brothers and sisters? Everybody wants to be accepted. Everybody. Human nature. You want to be liked. To go to school and your classmates accept you as you are. And one of the most difficult things for young brothers and sisters to do when they go to school is not to be accepted by their peers. And then after wanting to be accepted, then you want to be liked. And then you want to be popular. And some people will pay any price to be popular.
And then that's the problem.
They want to please everybody.
Yeah.
You know, brothers and sisters, you ever notice sometimes when you go in a crowd, one person sticks out? They have a need to be seen, to be heard. Some people think that's a superiority complex. In reality, it's an inferiority complex. There's a need and a burning need to be accepted, to be liked, to be appreciated. If I can be loud and noisy and everybody can see me and draw attention to myself, I can be accepted. But it is an inferiority complex because when you are yourself, you don't mind, you can go sit down and be quiet and you don't have to be seen nor heard because you feel good about yourself and self-assured.
For most of our children, are you ready? Muslim children are not like that. Now, brothers and sisters, I come to the message that I want to leave today, inshallah. I'm afraid to say that most of the Muslims, Allahu A'lam, the number, are more caught up with bodies and forms rather than essence.
Yeah. 1,300,000,000 Muslims, how many of them are genuine? I mean, really?
In my opinion, brothers and sisters, many Muslims are like people sitting down with a plate, knives and forks, and a picture of food, but no real food.
Some Muslims believe that their iman, their faith, is measured by the length of their beard. Some Muslims believe that their faith is determined by the whiteness of their soul.
Yes.
Because some Muslims believe that there is something outside that I can do that compensates me for what I don't have on the inside.
Brothers and sisters, what I like to see from this day, a real change.
Not on the outside,
but on the inside.
Here you are, driving down the road. You leave in New York, on your way to California. And you're driving, and you see a sign, California, 1,000 miles to go. Get out the car. Oh, happy California. Grab the sign, kiss the sign. I'm here. No, brother. That's not the reality. It's a sign pointing to the reality. Don't get out the car. Keep on going now. California, 800 miles. California, 600 miles. California, 100 miles. You're getting there. California, 50 miles. California, 1 mile. Get on your ground. Now you're there. Kufi is not reality. A kufi is a sign that you're on your way to reality. A kamis is not reality. A kimar is not reality. A pen is not reality. It's a sign. Pointing to reality, if you keep on going, maybe you get there.
But you got to be yourself. And brothers and sisters, what is yourself?
I love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah knows I love him. More than any human being ever in the annals of history. He, I love him more than anybody. Alhamdulillah. But I don't want to be Prophet Muhammad. I want to be like Prophet Muhammad. This is why we don't have pictures of the Prophet. I don't want to have the same skin color as the prophet. Allah gave me this skin color. I don't want to have the same hair, the same height, the same weight. No, man, that's not what Allah has in mind. He wants us to follow the practice, the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ourselves to follow the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the reality. The reality, brothers and sisters, is what's going on in the inside, your heart. I leave you with this. والله الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجونهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah is the friend of those who believe. He brings them from darkness to light. Those who disbelieve are the friends of طاغوت. They take them out of light and into darkness. They shall be the companions of the fire. They shall be in there forever. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers, I just wanted to leave you a few thoughts before we go. There's an ayah of the Quran, I think it's in the 65th chapter of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what to say. Allah says to Muhammad, say that I seek no reward for this Al-Quran. وَمَا أَنَا
time determines your intensity and how you play. Because if you're down, man, with a few minutes to go, you have to intensify. You got to dig in, man. You got to play defense. Because you're down, you got to know the score. If you don't know the score, you just go playing around like everything is all right. You gotta know the score, man. Some of us can't move because we don't know the score. Some married couples don't know the score. What's the score? You don't know what to do because you don't know the score. If you knew the score, then maybe you can intensify. You can change your pattern. Change your plans, but you gotta know the score. Every once in a while, you gotta ask your mate, what's the score? You gotta look at your children, what's the score? But not only that, brother, you have to look at your business and ask the question, what's the score? You gotta be honest with yourself. Because if you don't know the score, you lose. You don't know how to play. You don't know how to plan. You don't know how to move. Because you don't know the score. And all of a sudden, the bell rings. It's over. Why? They didn't tell you the score. And this is why when you marry the couple together, Kulu Kalan Kadija said a word directly to the right, to the mark. Sometimes we be quiet and silent. And we think that means everything is okay. And sometimes, brother, you don't like the woman complaining. But when she complains, she's telling you the score. Now, what's the score with our Jamaat and our Ummah? Sometimes I ask the brothers, are we winning? Are we behind? What time is it? In my opinion, we are behind. We are behind, in my opinion. This masjid is behind, Master Mu'min is behind. Master Mufti Khalifa is behind. Master Nur Islam is behind. Islamic Center is behind. The whole Ummah is behind. Man, you know why? Because we focus on the outside, but we don't focus on the real inside.
You've been a Muslim now 5 years. It ought to be reflective in your life. Brothers, I've been telling you, alhamdulillah, we ought to meet together and start businesses together. We have to do it. All these jobs are folding, taking people off the jobs. A lot of Muslims are homeless. A lot of Muslims have no jobs. And the experts say that the average person is just 2 paychecks away from being homeless. Yeah. Allah bring about circumstances. Send a hurricane to Florida, and all of a sudden, 500,000 people homeless. All of a sudden, 500,000. Overnight. Have a fire down the block, that's close to home. All of a sudden, people have no jobs anymore. Don't have to stop there. They give you a heart attack. No more income. They lose your business. No more income. Then what? So brothers and sisters, there is something we must do. We must pool our resources together. We must prove to the non-believing world that Allah is with us. And Allah is going to be with us when we cut ourselves aloof from these Catholics, these kuffar, these disbelievers, these arrogant, these disobedient people to Allah the Almighty. How we cursed them on one hand and got our hands out to them on the other. Don't you see Allah taking up America? Yes, He is. The brother told me the other day, I was so happy. He said, Imam, guess what? We got a group of brothers together. We put our money together, now we got thousands of dollars ready now to invest in the business. This is what we want. We want all you brothers to look around, pick some brother, some good brother, some good sister, say, look, let's put our money together, let's get a plan, let's make money for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for ourselves, for our family, for the masjid, for the community, for our schools, for the ummah. Let us show that Allah will bless us because we do everything halal. Oh, but we got a problem now. If you're going to go into business for yourself, Muslims are going to put their money together, there's one ingredient that you must have. You must have trust. If you don't have trust, you might as well go with the Catholics. If I can't trust my Muslim brother, I have to look over his shoulder and say, where's the money? What you do with the money? I got a spy on him and say, where's the money? Let me see, man, what you doing with the money? Here's what we got so far. This is what we collected. Here's the report. This is what it is. But if you have no trust, then all this talk about business and working together and building together is finished. I want to be able to say, someone comes to me and say, Brother Imam Saraj, I need some plumbing work. Do you have anybody? Yes, you got a good Muslim brother, good integrity, a good worker. He knows how to work. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to say that, well, I don't have no Muslim brother here. The brothers that we have can't take care of the business. Brother, Imam, I need an electrician. You know anybody? Yeah, we got a good electrician. I don't want to say that, no, I'm sorry. You better go to the capital. We don't have no electricians here to take care of the business. We got to have pride in ourselves. Whatever job we do, you're the best at it. Man, be the plumber. And brother, don't have to do the job right. So I can say, yes, here's a plumber. Do the job right, man. You mechanic? Do the job right. You a tailor? Do the job right, man. And if you are a businessman, if you are a salesman, be honest. Have integrity. If you have a business, well, for God's sake, man, be honest at least. If you can't be nothing else, be honest. Be truthful. Be truthful to your words. This is what we need.
see the best of our possessions, to be truthful and honest.
So, brothers and sisters, you know what that means? That means you got to stop taking it. Stop being a pony from this day forward. You know what a pony is? A pony just wears the label. Here I am, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Allah named you that. Fine now. Now show that you're Muslim. Prove it. Prove it by every day, everything you do, prove it. Brothers, listen to me. You want the people to come to the deen? Don't you know sometimes we block people from coming to the deen? We do. You ever go to a supermarket and buy food? You notice how food like rice and spaghetti is in opaque color boxes. It's in boxes that you can't necessarily see on the inside. But when you go to the meat department, the meat always is surrounded by invisible cellophane. And the reason they have the cellophane so you can see the freshness, you can look and say, yeah, that meat is fresh. So you need something transparent so you can see now. And if you put an opaque covering on meat, you can't see the freshness, so people won't buy it. Most of us are like opaque. We cover the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Aisha radiallahu anha said that Prophet Muhammad was the Quran. Because when you looked at him, you didn't see man's flesh. You didn't see the hair. Oh, you saw Quran. And the essence of us is Quran. I ask you tonight, brothers and sisters, as I sit down, take a drink from Quran. And get rid of the things that don't really matter. When I said be yourself, I don't mean be fingerprints. I don't mean your color. I don't mean your hair texture, your height, your weight. I'm not talking about that. When I say be yourself, I mean be a righteous Muslim. Be a righteous Muslim. That's all. Be right. Be honest. Be sincere. Brother, you don't have to fake. Don't come and pretend to be what you are not. In and out of our presence, you're something else. When you're in that business by yourself, alone in your office, say Allah. When that woman comes to your office, brother, business, yes, Mrs. Jones, keep your eyes low, give her the right cane, and say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. When you go to school, brother, keep your mind on your work. Be yourself. Don't try to be like anybody else. And brothers, as I conclude, and sisters, whatever you want to be, as long as it is halal, go ahead and be it. But be it from an Islamic perspective. So brother, if you want to rap, don't rap like a Catholic. Be original. And our biggest test, is to think from the mind of a Muslim and stop thinking in the context of a Catholic. Be like Muslims, carrying around luggage, bags, pulling bags around, pulling bags, all of us. I watch sometimes. Here, brother, come, got big two suitcases, pulling it. What's in the suitcase, brother? It's my way from the dunya. Can't give it up. So instead of reaching for Quran, to reach for dunya. Have an argument with wife instead of reaching for Quran, you reach for dunya. You go into your bag, you go into the suitcase with all the old habits and all the old ideas. The one thing you pick up from the old suitcase is a fist. Yeah. Give it a fist. But when you leave the suitcase alone and you come with the invisible covering to see the light of Quran, you will come from light and give her light. Then let nobody pull us from light to darkness. Yes, brother, let nobody pull us from light to darkness. Continue to go toward the light. I don't care who it is. Don't let nobody pull you back to darkness. How do you know? Check yourself out. See what you're doing. See what you did yesterday. Brother, you see yourself selling drugs again? You got no home, you're homeless again. You got no job again. You're looking at garbage cans again. You're going back, brother. You're begging,
for nickels and dimes again. You're going back. Can't keep your eyes off the women. You're going back, brother. You find yourself cheating more and more, lying more and more. You're going back, brother. Turn back. Don't be a friend of Pahut. Don't be a friend of Shaitan. Don't be a friend of the disbelievers. Befriend Allah. Befriend the messenger. Befriend the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Have mercy upon us. Guide us to Surat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, help us to be ourselves. Help us to be righteous Muslims. Oh Allah, help and guide us and give us the light of Quran. Oh Allah, continue to grow us and to develop us into your light and to your understanding. Oh Allah, make us to be obedient to you and to our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, tie the hearts of the believers together only as you can. Oh Allah, make us to love this book and the Quran. And make us to follow it. And oh Allah, make us to be sincere to you. Help us and have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Ameen.